All right. Hello. How are you? How was the weekend? How's the day going? Where are you at? And where are you at? And what have you been up to? Here where I am, there's a holiday tomorrow. So we have a little bit of leeway in terms of what we can do tonight. And I'm looking forward to you joining in this conversation about your growth plan for 2023. I do know that a lot of people listen to this afterwards, so I go ahead and record and give it the best quality in order to make sure that whenever you do listen to it, it will be of value to you. Right now, I'm posting a link of our ongoing campaign to have more Africans decide to patronize locally made products. It's called, it's a petition on change.org. So if for any reason you have not yet signed this petition, I want you to go ahead and do that, particularly if you're living in Africa, or if you are of African descent. What that does is we're trying to reach a critical mass of people who will say, yes, I'm committing 40% of my income to purchasing locally made products. Right, so I'm just going to go into the conversation for today very quickly. I look forward to having some people join me in to share, because at the end of my presentation, as usual, I'll expect that a few people will share their thoughts on what their growth plan is. So I'm going to start by contextualizing the whole concept of a plan around some of the key elements that we would typically consider in maybe advising a person or a business from a strategic perspective, or trying to define what that business really is. Now, typically, people will talk about a vision and mission. And I believe that a vision and mission border on the purpose of the organization or the purpose of the person. The concept of purpose answers the why question of an organization. Why do we exist? What are we up to? What is the purpose of our organization? So when people start talking about vision and mission, you're probably answering the why question of your organization. Now, another pillar that you would probably discuss when you're talking about your organization is goals. What do you want to achieve? And typically your goals are broken down based on time periods. So you're probably going to have goals for this year. You're probably going to have goals for the next 10 years. And people talk about SMART goals, where you're talking about your goal being specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, or and time bound. Goals basically answer the question of what are we going to do. So we've answered the why question. Why do we exist? That's the overarching question. And our goals begin to point out what we're actually going to do that is aligned with our why. Now, a plan falls into the how layer of this stack. And before I talk about the plan, which is the focus of our conversation this evening, I'm going to also talk about the when. There is another tool or artifact called a roadmap, which essentially spells out the things you are going to do in the form of a timeline. So the roadmap tells you, okay, we're going to do this first at this time, and 3 months later we'll do this, 4 months later we'll do that. So it's a high level a roadmap, a path you're going to follow in order to implement your plan. So this stack is composed of the purpose, your why, the goals, your what, your plan, your how, and the roadmap, your when. Now today we're going to focus in on growth plan for this particular year, 2023, a growth plan for 23. And the whole point is, you want to ask yourself, yes, you have all these goals. Yes, you have gone through a previous period, the year 2022, where all sorts of things happened, which you may want to look back at. But now you want to map out a plan of how you are going to change from the level you found yourself in the previous year to the level you desire to be at. That is what I'm referring to as a growth plan. That is what I'm going to refer to as a growth plan. I would really love to hear people share with me tonight, and maybe we'll brainstorm it. We refine it, we articulate it, and ask ourselves, does this work? Will this work, you know, in the context of your person, in the context of your business? Now, I have written out five critical areas where you may want to ask yourself whether I have a plan for growth. It's important to have a plan. It's important to ask yourself how. Because if you're not answering the how question, a lot of the things you have stated in your goals, a lot of the things you are saying about your company's purpose, they are basically pipe dreams. There have to be a how. There has to be a how. There has to be a plan. There has to be a way in which you think it's most likely to work. So drawing out a plan, however detailed or high level it is important in order to make sure that what you are aspiring to become or aspiring to do is not just wishful thinking. So there has to be a plan. A plan details the steps you're going to take in order to reach that goal. The steps you're going to take reach that goal. The specific set of actions that you're going to embark on in order to achieve those goals. The actions you're going to take. The actions you're going to take. Because if you don't have things you're going to do, you just want something to happen by itself, it's probably not going to happen. What you do not put effort into is probably not going to happen. And you will agree with me that we're already deep into the year. This is the 8th day of the first month. Before you know it, the first month is over. And for a lot of people, they will still be pipe dreaming. They'll still be making wishful thinking around their lives, which is extremely dangerous. All right, I'm going to point out five areas. One is customers. Two is quality format of your product packaging. Three is visibility. Four is income. Five is expertise. So you want to ask yourself, in the realm of customers, what is my plan for growing my customer base? What is my plan for moving the number of customers I have from 10 to 20, from 20 to 50, from 50 to 200, from 200 to 1,000, and so forth? Typically, you probably have spelled out a goal. You probably have said, I want to have 1,000 customers this year. The question we're putting to you this evening is saying, okay, how is that going to get done? What is it that you're going to do differently in 2023 that is going to give you 1,000 customers compared to what you had last year? Now, first of all, do you even know how many actual paying customers you had last year? If you do, that's great. So the next question is, if you had that number of customers let's assume you had 10 customers last year, what is it that you need to do to move that number up, and how do you plan to execute? Execution is the differentiator here. So you want to first of all analyze your past and say, look, okay, I had this number of customers in 2022. It took me maybe 5 years to grow that number of customers because possibly I started my business in 2017. And when you arrive at that, then you say, if I could raise 20 customers between 2017 and 2022, what makes me think I'm going to get 1,000 customers within 1 year? Now, whatever it is you're going to do to do that, to achieve that kind of dramatic rise, has to be also dramatic and aggressive. So that is why it's important that you are not just stating a pipe dream, that you are actually clear on what actions you're going to take in order to achieve the dream. And that's why we talk about achievable, that the goal that you're setting must be achievable. You must have thought through it and said, look, if I follow this plan of action, it's likely to happen. Growing customers might be something that comes by satisfying your existing customers better. It might be something that comes from a lot of more aggressive and consistent marketing using the tools available to you, such as social media. It could be a matter of improving the value and quality of your product so much so that more people are seeing that value in your industry, in your space. So there could be a number of things you say, this is what I'm going to do. And those things you're going to do have to be outlined, and then you probably give a timeline to each of the steps that will result in a higher number of customers. Now, obviously, growth has to be measured. So you have to say, I had 20 last year, I want to get 50. So you have a way of saying, capturing the data you are about your customers, such that you can say, yes, I am actually growing. You should be able to tell when you are growing. Another growth element you may want to give attention to is the quality of your product, the packaging of your product, format of your product. Depending on what your product is, it could be a format change that you need. Maybe you are delivering over WhatsApp before and you want to start using Zoom. Maybe you are on one platform where the audience was not so serious and you want to move to another platform. Maybe it's packaging. Maybe you had a certain bottle for your juice or drink, and you feel that you need to escalate the quality of the bottle or the aesthetics of the bottle in order to show growth. I mean, that could be it. Could be the quality of the product. Maybe you are making this product for the low end of the market last year. Now you have an injection of capital. You see the potential for a higher grade of customers, and you choose to elevate the quality. Now, another area is visibility, being able to say, oh, I need more people to know about what I'm doing. I need more people to be aware of what I'm doing. So I'm going to push for visibility. I have measured my visibility on existing social media, and maybe I have 1,000 people following me. Obviously, you probably are aware by now that having 1,000 followers is not the same thing as having 1,000 customers. Your number of followers is not equal to your number of customers. Followers are, they agree, they like what you do, but they are not paying for your product. So you need to know that. So visibility is one thing, growing your customer base is another. Visibility is good because a fraction of those who follow you, who are like what you do, who appreciate your efforts, are likely going to patronize you. So visibility is great. So you have to have a plan that says, this is how I'm going to grow my visibility online and offline in order to grow my customers. You also have a plan to grow your income. And it's very possible in many cases of emerging entrepreneurs that you are not yet making money from your actual business, your actual vision. And you want to say, is there another way I can raise income while I'm growing my business? Do I want to raise income from my salary? Maybe what you're doing is a side hustle. Do I want to borrow some money to inject capital? Do I want to, ask for partnerships or for investors and so forth? So there has to be some kind of a plan, because you have to have a way of generating income for your business, whether it's happening directly now or otherwise. The last thing I want to talk about today before I yield the mic is expertise. How am I going to grow my expertise? The quality of your product, the nature of customers that you attract is also very dependent on your expertise, the degree of your grasp of the subject matter that you are, of your area of expertise. So you want to ask yourself, how do I increase my capacity to deliver on what I promise my customers? How do I, do I have a plan to train myself? Do I have a plan to get a mentor? Do I have a plan to read a few books? So that should be part of your plan, your ability to increase your efficiency, your ability to increase your capacity to deliver. What is your growth plan in that area? Very, very important. What is your growth plan? So I'm just going to recap it and say that I put the planning function in context of four pillars. Number one, purpose, which answers the question of why. Why does your organization exist? The second is goals. What do you target to achieve in this present year? The third is plan. How? What is the mechanism by which you're going to deliver this achievement? And the fourth is a roadmap, which is answers the question of when. When is this going to happen? And I pointed out five areas in which you need to plan for growth. One is your customer base. Two is the format, quality, packaging of your product. Three is the visibility of your brand. Four is the income levels of your brand. Five is your own expertise. So you want to look at all these areas and then hone in all these four layers: purpose, goals, plan, roadmap, and then hone in this part conversation on the growth plan. How do you want to grow in these five areas? Lay it out, and maybe in another conversation we'll be able to hear some people share their growth plans, and then we scrutinize them. I'm going to stop here for tonight and allow you to digest that at any point in time where you listening on it, and we can take it from there. Thank you very, very much, and have a wonderful, wonderful week.